Nikki and Tamillo when you wake up.
97.3.
Coast FM.
Now, it has just been confirmed that the Kimberley will be open at midnight tonight.
Woohoo!
How exciting. I know they were saying June 5, they were hoping, but they never actually confirmed.
Oh, so it wasn't confirmed. So no, but it's official now.
Officially will be open midnight tonight. You can travel within the Kimberley and by security areas. So you don't have to worry about that. It's just still restrictions on the remote Aboriginal communities. But
okay,
that should not affect your travel if you have plans to head up to, I don't know, Broome or anywhere up in that area of the state. So how exciting. The whole state is basically free to roam.
Everyone, start your engines. A grey nomad surge is coming, they say.
It really will be.
Bees.
Bees.
They're clever little things. They're busy little things. And apparently bumblebees are quite resourceful. When pollen is scarce and plants near the nest aren't yet flowering, the workers have developed a way to force them to bloom. Apparently recently published research shows that insects, these particular bumblebees, will go and puncture the plant's leaves. They go and bite them, which makes them flower on average about a month earlier than they otherwise would.
Right.
How this technique evolved and why the plants respond to bumblebee bites by blooming remain unclear, but researchers were suitably impressed in this recently discovered phenomenon.
As you would be.
So they can make plants flower early by biting them.
Wow. Okay.
You reckon if they had a munch on my scalp, you know?
No,
I might get some hair back.
Flower early, well, which means they were planning to flower.
Oh.
I don't think there's any planning to flower happening in your scalp.
All right. See what else is.
Sorry.
See what else is on the drawing board, Michelle. A woman has shared her shock, Nikki.
Has she?
After being stopped in a supermarket for her outfit.
Oh.
Security guard pulled the politician aside, as it turns out. So, you know, she had a platform to complain.
Okay.
And told her to wear a different top next time she wandered in. What was she wearing? A swimsuit with a sarong.
Oh.
Now, you might wonder if the supermarket was near the beach.
Yeah, I would have thought so.
It makes me think, well, I'm obviously in our part of the world, that's a mitigating circumstance. And it reminds me, there was, I think it was Trumpets, Peter's Trumpet commercials that talked about undies versus bathers. It goes like this.
How far away from the beach do bathers become undies? Skin-tight bathers. An item of clothing you'd happily wear in public, but not in public. So how far is too far? Let's begin. Bathers, 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 undies.
Yeah.
Undies, 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 undies.
Yeah.
If you can't see the water, you're in underpants.
Good advice, that one there. So, yeah, the
great
key being inside of the ocean. So where was this particular lady in the shop? Well, Ireland.
I mean, Ireland does have beaches.
I guess.
Nikki and Tamillo's three things you need to know.
Well, first off, we move to phase three of the COVID roadmap.
Tomorrow,
right.
Midnight. How exciting!
Oh, it's very exciting. It is. So that means the 100-300 rule.
Yep.
Which is obviously the variations of indoor and outdoor kind of entertainment. It means seated service for food, beauty therapies,
gyms.
People can open up the Rot Nest, the zoos, including Peel Zoo.
Yep.
Playgrounds and sport all back on the table.
Yeah, all full contact sport can resume.
And that there are some restrictions for local sport, but look, exciting times for lots of people. So
pretty much
everything
normal,
almost
as close to normal as we can get
at the moment. So yes, that's exciting. That's tomorrow. I've got to say congratulations to a good West Aussie. Dean Cox was inducted into the AFL Hall of Fame.
Good on you, Coxie.
Now, there was an event. I didn't see any footage of it. I don't know how many people were there.
Probably just him.
Well, I feel like it would have been kind of a sad. I mean, a great event, but
I know. It's a bit, yeah. Oh, well.
Shame it had to happen amongst all of this. Anyway.
Still, he's in the Hall of Fame. What more can you ask for?
That's right. And also, now once again, June 4 is a combo day. You can take your pick of these today. You can hug
your
cat.
Can I get fries with it?
No, you can't. You can hug your cat.
Okay.
Or you can have cheese. It's national.
Well, good luck hugging your cat, first of all, if you can get close enough.
Clearly you don't have a cat, because if you've got
I have had a cat for 14 years, and
you didn't let it hug you?
No.
Wow. What did you do to it?
Nothing. All I did was try and love him. You can give him a little cuddle, then he's get off.
Mind you, I suppose I've got one cat that's down with cuddles and the other one that's like, no, can you put me down, please?
Yeah.
Doesn't say it that politely. It's also Tuesday anyway, which should be surely on a Tuesday, you know what I'm saying?
It should be.
Tuesday on a
Thursday. I think they got it wrong.
Anyway, but it is. So there you have it. Hug your cat, get some cheese in you.
97.3, Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
And with tales from amongst the turmoil, Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you. I tell you what, things are not looking good for Golden Globe-nominated Glee star Lea Michele, with co-stars calling her out for misconduct left, right and centre.
Oh.
The whole thing started when she tweeted, "George Floyd did not deserve this. This was not an isolated incident and it must end," to which one of her fellow Glee cast members, who is black, shot back, "Remember when you made my first television gig a living hell? Because I'll never forget." Michelle says she doesn't remember what she said to make it a living hell, but she said, "What matters is I clearly acted in a way that which hurt people," and she said she was sorry, but that was not enough, I'm afraid, with cast members shooting back, "I believe you told everyone if you had the opportunity, you would beep in my wig." You heard right. Others saying, "Girl, you wouldn't let me sit at the table with us with other cast members because I didn't belong there. And you made us feel like we didn't belong. I tried for years to be nice to you to no avail." So that's 3-4 different people.
Yeah, and it doesn't sound like it's one thing that she said that did this. This sounds like
it's a vibe that she was giving off.
It's definitely a vibe, that's for sure.
Yeah, so it's not looking good for her. She's reportedly lost some sponsorship deals in the last few days as well because of the accusations. So, beep. Now, Ashton Kutcher has posted an emotional video to Instagram about how he explained sexism and racism to his children.
So usually Mila and I put our kids to bed, we read them a book, and our daughter always gets to go first. And tonight my son says, "Wait, why don't I get to go first?" And Mila said, "Because girls go first." And he said, "Yeah, but boys go first." And I looked at him, I said, "No. For you and me, girls go first. And the reason why is, for some boys, girls don't get a go at all. And so for you and me, girls go first. So when it comes to Black Lives Matter, I think what folks that are writing All Lives Matter need to understand is that for some people, Black Lives don't matter at all."
He looks like he's going through a bit of a time at the moment.
Definitely those words making him emotional there. And an unrelated note, the Voice judges' pay deals have reportedly been revealed with a surprising frontrunner. So out of Kelly Rowland, Boy George, Guy Sebastian and Delta Goodrum, who do you think would be on the most money?
Oh, Kelly Rowland.
She is on the least. Her and Boy George are on the least.
Really?
Delta is reportedly the winner, getting $2 million per season.
Wow.
Guy Sebastian reportedly getting $750,000.
Wow.
Kelly and Boy George reportedly only getting $500,000 each, with luxury accommodation and travel included.
Well, there you go.
How unusual.
Mind you, I'd still take it.
I'd still take it too.
In a heartbeat.
If you were Kelly Rowland, would you take it though? That's the question.
Well, clearly is.
Nikki and Zamillo, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.